Hey everyone, I'm Megan Shudark and this is Living Successfully Unemployed. Thank you so much for listening into my podcast today. This is my very, very first podcast. I'm so super excited to be here. I have had so many people reach out and tell me, Megan, you have got to do a podcast. So I decided to jump on the bandwagon and I'm here to rock and roll. So I wanted to share a little bit about myself, tell you who I am, and tell you everything you'll be hearing here on the podcast. So let me get started. My name is Megan, and I am a successful network marketer. I've been in this industry for about 8 years, and I just recently came into success about a year ago. I am a six-figure earner. I built a team of 3,500 people right now, and it just keeps on growing. It's absolutely insane. I also do investments and into small businesses. So I'm venturing out and just being the ultimate entrepreneur. I grew up in a single parent household. My mom raised me by herself as a single mom my entire life. And I'm the only child. So yes, I do have only child syndrome. Basically, I'm very, very spoiled. I didn't get the whole concept of sharing. If things don't go my way, I get a little crazy. So definitely have the only child syndrome. And now as an adult living in a household full of boys that just spoil me rotten, not much has changed. So I had a really great childhood. I learned a lot of things from my mom growing up, watching her hustle every single day so that we could have everything that I ever wanted, really instilled early on work ethic. I watched her work her way up to the position she's at now. And it really meant a lot to me to learn that at an early age is, you know, you have to work hard to play hard. So I learned that really early on, and I use that today in life. I also learned how to be very independent, you know, depend on yourself. Don't expect anybody else to give you a handout or do it for you. If you want to change your life, you've got to change it. So that's kind of my motto and my life that I live by is if I don't like something, I have to change it. No one else is going to do it for me. And so when I was about 19, I had my first child. It was the most exciting and nerve-wracking, scary thing that happened in my life. I was not ready to be a mom, but ultimately that changed my life for the better. I wouldn't go back, definitely would not go back to change it. So I had my first son. He is the light of my eye. He's one of my babies and the reasons why I get up and do what I do every single day. So when I first had him, I had to adjust to being a mother. I was fresh out of high school. I had to learn how to be an adult really, really quick and how to take care of another human being and make sure that they live. So I had to adjust to motherhood for a little bit. And then I met my husband and we had our second child. So at this point, I was kind of heading to be the teen mom statistic, having two kids under two before 25, living in poverty, living on government assistance, and just heading in a bad direction. That's not what I had envisioned for my life. So about 5 years ago, my husband lost his vision. He has been struggling with some diseases his entire life, and it eventually just took over his body, and he lost his vision 5 years ago. He is 100% permanently blind, and that really, really took a toll on our family. It was a really rocky situation. Of course, he couldn't work anymore, and we lost our house. He lost his job. I lost my job. And things got really, really rocky and really, really rough. And we had, you know, hopped from living with my mom, living with his mom, and just kind of going from hotel to hotel. We lived in so many different hotels. Each week we would have to switch. Sometimes we would find some for a month and then switch, but we never had a place to call our own. And we were both very, very depressed. We did not want to live like this. We did not want to have that life for our children. And then about 2 years ago, my husband was diagnosed terminally ill. For those that you don't know, basically terminally ill is you are diagnosed with a disease that is ultimately going to end your life. They don't have any time frames on it because it varies from different persons. So this was the most scariest moment of my life. I had been with my husband for probably about 8-9 years when this happened. He had a seizure and went into a diabetic coma for about 48 hours. I had never experienced this. I didn't know if he was going to wake up. It was a lot of emotions running. So I actually quit my job to stay home with him because I was worried about him staying at home by himself and what would happen, coming home to the worst. I just feared everything. So I quit my job to stay at home with him. At the time, we had been living in a run-down trailer. Nothing wrong with mobile homes, and I live in Texas, so we have a lot of mobile homes here, but this one was poorly kept up by the owner, and it was very run down. It was, you know, eventually the ceiling started falling apart. It would leak when it rained. We had pots and pans to catch the rain when it did rain. We only had one burner on our stove. We had to duct tape our door shut because it would stop. It just eventually stopped locking. It was a bad situation that I wanted to get my kids out of. So about that time, that was a year ago, I decided I wanted to change my life. I was going to be 30 this year, and I did not want to start my new adventure as 30, living in a rundown trailer, living with my mom, or providing just nothing for my kids. So I finally decided to join a company, start a new adventure, and it was the most rewarding thing that I've ever experienced. I took all my years of being an entrepreneur, all the things that I had learned from my mom, everything I had learned in life, and applied it to my new company. And I, you know, became a six-figure earner. I never imagined a high school graduate with two kids, a teen mom, sick husband would ever reach six figures ever. So it's been quite the adventure for me. We have our own home. My husband's doing so much better. He's actually no longer terminal. We have two beautiful kids that have no wants or needs. And that's ultimately how I wanted to start my 30s. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to be grounded. I wanted to have something to call my own. And now we have that. A little bit about the name Successfully Unemployed. Here recently, I've been getting houses, getting cars, opening, you know, investing in small businesses. And I have people ask me all the time, so what do you do for a living? And I tell them, oh, well, I'm in network marketing. And a lot of people's responses are, oh, so you're unemployed. No, I work. I have I'm a six-figure earner, so I consider that successful. So I just merged the two and said, you know what, let's call it Successfully Unemployed. So I trademarked it, made it my business. And so now when people ask me what I do, I tell them, hey, I run Successfully Unemployed LLC. And it gets quite the conversation starter. So a lot of people ask, you know, what did you do to become successful? Well, I had to change my mindset. I did a lot of personal development. I did a lot of soul searching. I had to write down on paper what I wanted out of life, specifically, very, very specific. If I wanted to say what kind of car I wanted, I had to, you know, think about the color, the brand, the inside, the outside, the wheels. I was very, very specific on my goals and what I wanted my life to look like. And so I did that. I did a lot of personal development and a lot of soul searching and kind of figure out what I needed to do. Like I said, when I was a kid, I learned early on that if I wanted something, I had to do it. I had to go out and get it. If I wanted to change my life, I was the only one responsible. That's a huge, huge benefactor that people don't learn very early on and that don't even know now is nothing's going to be handed to you. It's extremely hard work. It's not about luck. It's not about time. It's all about your personal hustle. And I had the fight in me. I was hungry. I wanted it. So I changed my mindset. I stopped thinking about where my next meal was going to come from, how the next bill was going to be paid. I stopped thinking about all the bills that needed to be paid, the crappy situation I was living in. I basically stopped feeling sorry for myself. I stopped asking for handouts. I stopped asking people to feel sorry for me. And I said, you know what? I'm going to change this. So I made it happen. I put in 22-hour days when I first started. A lot of people say, oh my God, that's so many hours. Why would you ever do that? I was working for myself. I don't care if I work 24 hours a day, but the fact and the satisfaction of knowing that that is for me and no one else is so rewarding. That's what really set me apart. Is I didn't care if I was having to work all the time, if I didn't get any sleep, if I had to walk to use Wi-Fi. I knew that that was for me and that I was building a legacy for my children. Another thing that had a huge playing factor in it was I stopped caring what people thought about me. I didn't care what people thought. If I posted something on social media, I would always worry, like, is somebody going to think different of me? Is somebody going to say something mean to me? I didn't care. I just stopped thinking. I stopped worrying about what people thought. I didn't care. Nobody else paid my bills. Only I paid my bills. So if I felt comfortable doing it and I went to sleep knowing that I was humble and I did everything that I could to live that day full, I didn't care what people thought. So that's a little bit about myself. That's a little bit about my journey. I'm sure we'll get into it more on the podcast, but I want to share just motivational, inspirational tips, life hacks, anything that I've learned along the way of becoming a successful entrepreneur and the challenges I faced and how I overcame them. And that's what this podcast series is really about. So if you like it, please subscribe. If you want to be notified when I do new episodes, please subscribe below. Leave a review if you absolutely love what you're hearing and share with a friend. And this is Megan Shudark, and this is Living Successfully Unemployed.